ओमज्ञानतमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुसुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नीलाचलनिवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्रसुभद्राभ्यां जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचलं पङ्गुलं हैतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं नमं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपत्रकाशमूर्ति। So today we'll discuss something about Lord Jagannath. This is a very good opportunity because we are going to celebrate Jagannath Rath Yatra. So in our Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON society, actually the Rath Yatra is a very important service because in this age of Kali, now the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is having pastimes, like manifested pastimes as Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra. And Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra, they are the first deity worshipped in ISKCON who appeared very interesting way to Srila Prabhupada. Actually Prabhupada was in San Francisco. So one day somebody came to see Srila Prabhupada. Then he thought, oh, I'm going to see some Indian Swamiji, so I should bring some gift for him. So he went to some Indian store and he thought some Indian store, some very strange looking toy he brought for Swamiji to give him as a gift. So when he brought that toy and gave to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada put that on the top of a table and immediately he offered a prostrated obeisances. So this person who brought that, he got very surprised. What is this? Why Swamiji doing like this? I brought a gift for him. Then Prabhupada, actually that is a small deity of Lord Jagannath. Then Prabhupada asked him that, where you got it from? He said, I got from some Indian stuff. Then Prabhupada told, there are two more like this, two more dolls, one yellow, one white, they are there. Yes, yes, two more are there. And Prabhupada told, you should go immediately and bring them here. Then that gentleman, he went and he brought Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra. So in this way, Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra appeared in a very interesting way in America. Of course, Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra, their murti was there. But only Lord will manifest by the devotion of His devotee. So when Srila Prabhupada came to America, actually Rath Yatra is a very biggest weapon of our society to preach Krishna consciousness. And Jagannath is so merciful. I will describe you the magnanimity of Lord Jagannath. That how so mercifully He has descended, has manifested in His eternal dham, Jagannath Puri, to deliver the living entities of this earthly planet. And so nice way he has invented how to reclaim the living entities back to spiritual world. I have seen this Rath Yatra practically is life and soul of our society. Prabhupada has started this biggest movement, Hare Krishna movement, with so many temples, so many devotees, different things. But in our society, even if we see different, we have to go through different problems, different success, failure, different things. But Rath Yatra is ever increasing. As Prabhupada's times, thousands of people are coming for Rath Yatra. Now also many people coming to see Rath Yatra. And this is very interesting. Though this special form of Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, they looks very special, very strange. But somehow or other, he attracts the people. Not only devotees, I have seen the karmi people also. To see Lord Jagannath, they get very attracted. So in this way, Lord Jagannath, as you all know, he appeared in Nilachal Dham, in Jagannath Puri. Actually, in Puran it is explained, once, as you may know, in every day of Brahma, there is one annihilation takes place. In the end of the Brahma's day, everything gets inundated with water. Then when Brahma will wake up next day, then again he will start creation. So once after annihilation, the Brahma is thinking to do start creation again. Then Brahma thought, why should I create something which gives so much trouble to people? The living entities, they are simply suffering in this material creation. So he did not feel nice to create something which will make people to suffer so much. Then he went to do some prayer to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what can be done so that people can be delivered from this suffering of material existence? So when he was worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Lord Narayan, he appeared in front of him, in front of Brahma. And he told that you go to Bharatvarsa, and there, on the bank of Nila Sagara, in the bank of the ocean, there's a Nila Giri, there's a nice blue mountain. And on top of that mountain, there is one Kalpavriksha, one tree, and there is one Rohini Kunda, one small water pot is there. And there, you do tapasya there. So by your tapasya, I will be pleased and I will manifest, I will give my darshan to all the living entities, so that whoever will have my darshan, so he will be delivered from this material bondage. So Brahma was very pleased to hear that. Then Brahma came to Jagannath Puri. In near Jagannath Puri, there is a place known as Brahma Giri. Brahma Giri. Giri means to come down. So that is a very beautiful place, nice forest, best place for doing tapasya. So Brahma was doing tapasya in Jagannath Puri, so that Lord will manifest and give his darshan to the public in general. So everybody will go back to Godhead. So when Brahma was doing tapasya like this, then all this news spread all over the all planets. People come to know that now the Supreme Personality of Godhead is going to give darshan. So that anybody will have darshan of Lord, they will go back to Godhead and become free from material bondage. So this message reached to Yamaraj. So when Yamaraj heard that Lord is going to give darshan, so he got very worried. He thought, if Lord will give darshan and everybody will go back to Godhead, then how my department will run? Nobody will come here to this planet. So what I will do? I will have jobless here. Nothing to do. So immediately Yamaraj, he rushed to Jagannath Puri. And there is Lakshmi Narayan was there. So immediately Yamaraj very cleverly, he started to offer very nice tapa, stuti, prayers to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Lakshmi Narayan became very pleased. Oh, our dear son, Yamaraj, what do you want? We are very pleased with you and we want to fulfill your desire now. Then Yamaraj told that if you want to fulfill my desire, so I have one request that you please don't give darshan to anybody. So then Narayan asked Lakshmi Devi, what should we do? Here Brahma is doing tapasya so that we give darshan to everybody, to deliver all the living entity. And we are pleased with him, we gave him boon that we will give darshan. Now here Yamaraj is saying, don't give darshan. So what to do? Then finally, Lord said, okay, we have already given you word to whatever you want, we'll do that. So to keep your words, so now we will not give darshan. We will hide ourselves under the golden sand here in the bank of Mahodadhi, in this ocean. So, but in future, one of our devotees will come. But you see, though we are the Supreme, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I am always controlled by my devotee. So I can hide myself to keep your words. But when my devotee will come, so I cannot hide myself to my devotee. So in future, one of my great devotee, King Indradyumna, so he will come. And that time I will manifest here in Chaturdha Murti. Chaturdha Murti means Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Sudarshan Chakra. They are known as Chaturdha Murti. And he will install me. And Brahma, he told Brahma, that Brahma, you will be invited by him from Brahmaloka. And that time you come and install me here. And whoever will have my darshan, immediately they will be delivered. So in this way, Jagannath had given this boon. So in due course of time later on, then Indradyumna, actually he was not king of Orissa, he was king of some Avantinagar. So this King Indradyumna, he was a great devotee of Vishnu, Vishnu Bhakta. So once he saw in dream the beautiful form of Nilamadhava, Supreme Personality of Godhead in Nilamadhava form. So when he saw that form, so he got very eager. He wanted to know, where is this form? Where the Lord is residing with this form? Where is that Nilamadhava? So he was inquiring and searching, asking to all the central personalities, if anybody knows on this earthly planet, where Lord has manifested this Nilamadhava form. But nobody could say, where is this Nilamadhava? So finally, one day, one traveling sadhu, he used to travel all over the India, going to all the pilgrimage places. So one day he came to his palace. And that time he told, yes, I have seen Nilamadhava. Then he told that time Orissa was known as Udra Desh, Utkala or Udra Desh. So he gave this information. This history of Lord Jagannath is mentioned in the most ancient and the biggest Puran, the Skanda Puran, the whole civilization of Orissa. How Varnashram Dharma was predominating on the both side of the river Mahanadi, which is flowing through Orissa, is described there. So then he gave the information. So when king got information, then, but where is that place? So he sent all different sides people to search the, where is that Nilamadhava? Then different people went different direction and he had one minister, Vidyapati. So Vidyapati, he went to that direction of Orissa. So when he went to near Puri, about 50-60 kilometers before Puri, there he reached, that is Bhubaneswar, Lingaraj temple is there. And that is known as Ekambrakanana, because Lord Shiva, he is guarding the whole, he is known as Kshetrapala. He is guarding all the dhammas. So there he reached the, that time it is all forest and mountain. And when he reached the, by evening time, so he heard that somewhere only tribal people used to live there. So he heard that somewhere there's some kirtan music coming. So it's evening time, he thought some nearby village must be there. So let me go there. So he went to that village. So that is the village where the Vishwavasu, he was one of the leader of the tribal people there. And he used to leave that village. When they found some nice Brahman guest has come, so he invited to his house and gave him shelter and everything. So Vishwavasu had a daughter. Her name was Lalita. So Vidyapati, he understood that in order to find information about Nilamadhava, so I must stay here and find our information of Nilamadhava. So he managed to marry the daughter of Vishwavasu, Lalita. So every day the Vishwavasu would go somewhere and come very late night. And Vidyapati would see that when Vishwavasu is coming back in late night, so from his body nice smell of chandan, agur, dhuna, the incense smell is coming from his body. So one day he asked his wife Lalita, "Can you tell me where your father is going and coming in late night when he comes from his body, so nice smell is coming? Where is he going to?" Then Lalita, he told, "My father is going to worship Nilamadhava." So when Vidyapati heard Nilamadhava, he got little bit, you know, surprised. "Oh, Nilamadhava." And this girl asked, why you are so much surprised? Then he did not tell that he had come to search for Nilamadhava. Then he kept himself under control. Then after some days, then Vidyapati told Lalita, can you tell your father to show me where it is in Nilamadhava?" But Vishwavasu has told Lalita that nobody tell where I am going, where is my Nilamadhava. But she told because she is wife of Vidyapati. Then finally, then Lalita approached, "Vishwavasu, you please take my husband and show Nilamadhava." Then Vishwavasu became very angry. "I told you not to tell anybody, so why you told him? But I will not show him." He did not agree. But finally, because he was very affectionate to Lalita, he said, "Okay, I will show him Nilamadhava, but I will not show him the path, how to go there." Then he said, "Okay, at least you bind him, close his eyes." And he said, I'll close his eyes and I'll take him to the top of the mountain and I'll show Nilamadhava. So then they all agreed. So when he was going to see Nilamadhava, taking Vidyapati, closing his eyes, the intelligent Lalita, she gave some mustard seeds to Vidyapati. So that even if he can't see which way he is going, so he can throw the seeds all the way up to the top of the mountain where he is worshipping this Nilamadhava. So that he was thinking, "I'll throw the mustard seeds, and when rainy season, it will rain, then plant will come. So through that path I can go and reach where this deity is." So finally, Vidyapati was brought by Vishwavasu to that place where Nilamadhava. And when he opened the eyes, then he saw the Nilamadhava there. Actually, Vishwavasu was such a pure devotee of Nilamadhava. He was worshipping Nilamadhava deity. But Nilamadhava would personally come and eat from his hand fruits and everything. So Vishwavasu told Vidyapati, "You please wait here. I am just going to collect some fruits and flowers. So we'll worship Nilamadhava, then we'll go back." So when Vishwavasu went to collect fruits and flowers, And Vidyapati was waiting there. Then there is a kunda known as Rohini Kunda, one pond. Then Vidyapati saw then one bird from the chest sitting on the tree, and he fell asleep or something happened. He fell into that kunda, that water, that pond. And as soon as that bird fell into the pond, immediately he developed four-armed form and started to fly, to the Vaikuntha planet. And Vidyapati saw this, he became very attracted. Wow, this is a very good chance for me. So I should just dive into this pond and go back to Godhead. So he had just about to jump into the pond. Then some unseen sound vibration told, "Oh Vidyapati, you have forgotten that what is your duty? Your king sent him here to find me and give him information. And you are only looking for your own benefit." So then Vidyapati, he stopped. He did not die because his duty was to give information of Nila Madhava to King Indradyumna. So he did not do anything. So he was waiting there. Then what happened? Then after some time Vishwavasu came with fruits and flowers, everything. So he started worshipping. So when he is to worship, usually Nila Madhava comes personally to accept fruits and everything. But that day he's worshipping, he's no more coming. Then some unseen sound vibration told, "Oh Vishwavasu, till now I was receiving all these forest fruits, flowers from you, and I was happy with that. I was living with you. But now I have developed desire to get royal worship. Royal worship. That's why I'll no more appear here. I'll go to King Indradyumna and I'll worship by him in a very royal way." Then Vishwavasu understood all these plans of Vidyapati. Then he became very angry that you have come here sent by Indradyumna. Then he became very angry. Then finally he went back to his house, take with him Vidyapati, and Lord did not appear. So he was crying and crying. Then what happened? Anyway, what can he do? What of Krishna's desire? Then when Vidyapati was going back to Avantinagar to give this information to Indradyumna, then Vishwavasu gave a very nice garland. This garland, that flower garland, will never dry. It always remains fresh, because that flower then, this Vishwavasu offered that beautiful flower, that kind of flower is not even if you have seen on this earthly planet. Then Vidyapati asked, "Where did you find this flower? I have never seen flower like this." Then Vishwavasu told that all the demigods, they come from heavenly planet to worship Nila Madhava. And many paraphernalia they leave behind here. Now whatever they leave behind, I bring to my house and I keep here. So in this way, he took the flower garland and then he gave to Indradyumna, gave information that "I have got information where Nila Madhava is, so let us go." Then when Indradyumna come to know, "Oh, my Lord is there. If my Lord is there, what for I will stay here? What is the use of this kingdom?" So he declared all the Vaishyas, Sudras, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, "Let us all go, leave this kingdom, and let us all go to Orissa. We'll live there with Lord very happily." So everybody, all the soldiers, ministers, all the businessmen, they loaded their bullock carts, their elephant, horses, everything, whatever different way they found, they all went to start to go towards Orissa. So when, and then finally, they reached there. And Vidyapati, following that path of the mustard seeds, then when he was going up, finally he could not see the deity there anywhere. Then deity there could not see. Then they thought maybe this Vishwavasu has hidden him and the deity somewhere. Then they had a big fighting with Vishwavasu and king arrested Vishwavasu. Then Lord told, unseen sound vibration said, "Oh, King Indradyumna, don't give hard time to my devotee Vishwavasu, he is my pure devotee. You cannot have darshan, my darshan in this form. But I will appear in 3 logs of wood in Bankimuhan, there is one particular place in the ocean. So you please take that wood and you make my form out of that. And then finally king released Vishwavasu. Then particular day when they went to the sea beach, and they found 3 big pieces of log of wood floating and coming to the shore, shore of the ocean. Then the king, along with the many other help of other people, he got that 3 pieces of wood, and now they have to make deity of Jagannath. So who will make, and so many carpenters he was using, but no one was able to make the deity out of that wood. So finally Lord himself, he appeared in the form of Vishwakarma, one very old carpenter. He said that I can carve the deity. Then everybody thought, you are so old, even if you can't lift that iron thing. How can you? Say, no, you just give me 21 days time. Within 21 days, I'll reveal the beautiful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For 21 days, the condition that I'll stay inside, I close the door, and for 21 days no one should open this door. Then they agreed, okay, king agreed, you stay for 21 days, and they closed the door. So after 8-10 days, when he was working, then some sound vibration would come when he would carve the wood to make the deity. Then after some time, there's no sound was coming. So the king, the wife, king's wife, queen, got very much worried. She thought maybe this old guy got died inside. He told king, you please open the door and see what happened to him. King told, no, don't be worried, this is okay, because he told us, we promised him to leave him alone 21 days. King was strong, but queen is, ladies are little bit weak-hearted, soft-hearted. They said, no, you must open, maybe that old man died there. Then she forced king, then when king opened the door, then he saw the deity is this, deity is there, but not complete. It's not complete. It's a half complete or incomplete form of the deity. Then he heard the sound person said, oh, King Indradyumna, you did not keep your promise. So now the deity construction is not completed, so you worship. This is my form. You worship in this form. This is actually Lord's eternal form. We say it's incomplete form. People, they don't know. They say this is incomplete form, or there is a D form. See, not D form or incomplete, this is complete, super complete form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why, though Lord Jagannath's face is black, big eyes, but for devotees they say, oh, Padmamukha Jagannath, your face is like lotus flower. He has no hand, no leg, and they say Padma Hasta, Padma, Pada Padma. So for devotees, actually in that form, Lord is there. That is his eternal form. And that is the super complete form. As you might have heard, Prabhupada has told that how this form Lord exhibited once in Dwaraka. When Lord was in Dwaraka, Lord Krishna, then sometimes Krishna would think about gopis, and all the queens of Dwaraka used to get very worried. What these Braja Vasis, the village girls, what service they would render to Krishna, that even if with so much opulence, so much attention, we are trying to serve the Lord, but still he is not happy with us, and always thinking about Vrindavan, what was happening there. So that Vrindavan pastime is so attractive. So then all the queens, they wanted to know that what was happening, what pastime was Lord was doing, so he's always remembering that. So who can tell them who was there? Only Mother Rohini was there. So they all went to Mother Rohini and approached Mother Rohini that please, you can describe us the Krishna's sweet pastimes in Vrindavan, that how it was that even if he himself can't forget it, even if we are so attentively trying to serve, but still he's always remembering. So what was that sweet pastimes? Then Rohini told, yes, I can tell you, but I can tell you when Krishna Balaram, they are not here, because if they will hear these pastimes, there will be very big problem will be there. So sometimes Krishna Balaram, they will go out, they will not be here, then I will explain to you. So once Krishna Balaram, they had gone out, been invited by somebody, then all these 16,108 queens, they all gathered in one big hall. And Mother Rohini, she is describing the childhood pastimes, Balya Lila, of Lord Krishna. And that pastimes, Balya Lila, of Krishna is so sweet. And all the queens of Dwaraka, when they are hearing, they are all in so much ecstasy. They almost have lost their external consciousness. They are simply drinking the narration of sweet pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. And also, Mother Rohini told Subhadra that you should guard at the stand at the gate, so that if he's, in case Krishna Balaram they come, so you inform me, so that I'll stop, so that they cannot hear this description. So Subhadra was standing there, making her hand like this, so that nobody can come there inside. And everybody in trance listening, and Mother Rohini in a very ecstatic way, she is describing the childhood pastimes of Krishna. And this is so attractive, the childhood pastimes of Krishna. Even if the inhabitants of Golok Vrindavan, they also hanker to hear the childhood pastimes of Krishna. So when Mother Rohini was describing, and everybody was in ecstasy, they had all lost their external senses. And Subhadra, she was also hearing Krishna's pastime, so she did not know what is happening. She is in trance hearing Krishna Katha. In the meantime, Krishna Balaram came. And on one side, Krishna stand, and at the doorstep, they saw that Subhadra is guarding. And inside, Mother Rohini describing their childhood pastimes. So one side, Krishna standing, another side, Baladev standing, and in between, Subhadra standing. Sometimes in Orissa, some people, they ask, what is this culture your Jagannath showing? In our Hindu culture, always there is Lakshmi Narayan, Shiva Parvati, all the husband and wife together. What kind of this culture is two grown-up brothers keeping their sister in between, they're getting worshipped, what is this? But they don't know. What is the confidential reason behind this? So this is the reason that there Subhadra is standing and both sides Krishna Balaram appeared. And they are hearing the sweet pastimes, their own sweet pastimes. So this is prema vivarta bhava. That when Lord hearing their own sweet pastimes, that is the attraction of the pastimes of Krishna. What is that attraction? That attraction is Atma Parjanta Sarvachitta Hara. Krishna's pastime is so sweet, so attractive. When Krishna was exhibiting his pastimes in Vrindavan, it was so attractive. It would attract the animate, inanimate. Everybody would be attracted. Trees would be attracted. Animals would be attracted to see Krishna, Krishna's beauty, to hear Krishna's flute. It is explained. When Krishna would play on his flute, river Jamuna would not flow anymore, would go upwards, and mountains would start to melt. And that melting mountains are there, the shape of melting mountain in Vrindavan, if you go, is there also. That was the attractiveness of beauty of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everybody in Vrindavan, they were attracted. What to speak of the Vrindavan people, even if he, the heavenly denizens, all those apsaras, heavenly citizens, they were attracted by the beauty of Krishna. And what to speak of heavenly woman, even if Lakshmi Devi, the most chaste lady, she also, Krishna was so beauty, she also get attracted by Krishna. And what to speak of Lakshmi Devi, even if her husband Vishnu, he gets attracted by the beauty of Krishna. So this is the attractive. That's why his name is Krishna. And what to speak of Vishnu, even Krishna himself also got attracted. Once in Dwaraka, he has all these pillars made up of all this
crystal,
all these expensive jewels. And he saw his reflection, his own reflection. And he said, Kaha Chamatkara Karipus, who is this most attractive, beautiful person? So he wants to enjoy that person. So he is so attractive. So his pastimes is like that. That is why it says, Atma Parjanta Sarva Chittahara. Chittahara means attracting others' hearts. So he has so much potency, by his own pastimes, his own heart also gets attracted. So when he was hearing his own pastimes, so Krishna Balaram Subhadra, so everybody hearing, and they got so much surprised, struck with wonder. So Krishna Balaram think, wow, so beautiful pastimes we have performed. So their eyes become big, big eyes like this, round-eyed, so expanded. They got surprised. And with devotion, with prema vivarta bhava, all their hand went inside, leg went to inside. So in this very, in the tortoise form, the Subhadra, Jagannath and Baladev, the three are lying there. Completely have lost the external senses. They have entered into the hearing the sweet pastimes of Vrindavan. And Mother Rohini explaining very beautifully, and they are inside the hall. So what happened? In the meantime, Narada Muni happened to reach there. And Narada Muni saw the Jagannath form, or the Krishna in this form of big, big eyes, hand, legs gone inside. He saw Baladev, Subhadra and Jagannath. So when Narayan reached there chanting, saying, Narayana, Narayana, Narada Muni reached there, then immediately Krishna Balaram and Jagannath, Krishna Subhadra, they saw somebody else is coming, so immediately they came to their external senses. So Krishna, Balaram, Subhadra, they took their own form immediately. Then Narada Muni said, oh, you are hiding, but I have already seen. Then Narada Muni saying, oh my dear Lord, I am traveling all over the Vaikuntha. I have seen all your forms, your Bamana forms, Narasingha forms, all forms I have seen. But where are you hiding? I have never seen you in this form. Mahodadhi is another name of ocean, Mahodadhi. That is Nilagiri. Nilagiri means blue mountain. In that blue mountain, on top of the blue mountain, I am staying there eternally in this form. Just like the government people, the president, the king, and they are always busy with management. So they have some holiday resorts, no? Sea beach resort somewhere, they go relax there. So Lord Krishna told, that is my place. I go there to relax there. Because in Vaikuntha, so much management, so much headache. I have no time to relax. So I have chosen a nice beach resort there. So I stay there in Nilakandara, eternally, in that form. Most peaceful place I have there. Then, in that time, Krishna has revealed that how that is eternal place. So he manifests. Sometimes he manifests. Sometimes he does not manifest. So he manifests on this earthly planet. His pastime is like manifested pastime. So why? His main reason is to deliver all the living entities. So I will tell you one nice story. Why Jagannath manifested there? So it is explained in one Purana that once Narada Muni went to Vaikuntha. And he went to Vaikuntha and was very sincerely serving Mother Lakshmi. He would go sweep the courtyard, then after they eat, he would go and clean all the utensils and all kinds of menial service he would do. And Mother Lakshmi saw for a long time Narada Muni serving very sincerely. Then Mother Lakshmi said, oh Narada, I am very pleased with you. So what is your desire? Why are you serving so sincerely? You must have some desire for that. Then Narada Muni told, yes, my mother, I have some desire. So first you promise to me, whatever my desire you will fulfill, then I will tell you. Then Lakshmi Devi said, yes, whatever you want, I will give you. Then Narada Muni said, okay, I have one desire for a long time. When Narayan will eat lunch time, his food, then after he finishes eating, That Mahaprasad plate, I want that Mahaprasad plate. Part of the remnants I want. The Lakshmadevi got very worried. So Narad, a few days before, Narayan had told Lakshmadevi, has restricted that after I eat, don't give my plate to anybody. So Lakshmadevi is very in big problem now. So Narad is asking that plate after Narad eating. So Lakshmadevi told Narad Muni, whatever else you ask, I will give you, but that I cannot give because Narayan just recently restricted it. But Narad said, no, I don't want anything else. I want that Mahaprasad plate only. So Lakshmi got very worried what to do because he promised to Narad Muni. So that day, lunch time, so Narayan is there to eat prasad. He eats food, not prasad. So whatever is Narayan, Lakshmi Devi cooked and she is serving to Narayan. But Narayan saw Lakshmi Devi looks very sorrow, sad, long black face. He's serving, some wife serving a husband with a long face. How he feels, he did not feel comfortable. So Narayan said, hey Lakshmi, what happened to you? Today you look very, something very upset or look very sad. Why? What happened to you? Then Mother Lakshmi said, yes, I have a big problem today. So what is the problem? The problem is you restricted me not to give your Mahaprasad to anybody. But I promised Narada Muni to fulfill his desire. Now he wants your Mahaprasad. So what I'll do? I am in a big problem now. Then Narada Muni to please Lakshmi Devi, Narayan, to please Lakshmi Devi, Narayan told, okay, today for one day it is exempted. When I look some other side, so even if I don't know, you take the plate and you give to Narada Muni. So accordingly, Lakshmi Devi was very happy. Wow, really? So after Narayan takes prasad, then Lakshmi Devi took that Mahaprasad plate and gave to Narada Muni. And when Narada Muni got that Mahaprasad plate, so what he will do? If you go to temple and get Mahaprasad plate, what do? Immediately you start, not waiting for anybody will come, know it. And he has got a Mahaprasad plate, Lakshmi Devi has cooked, and she has served Narayan personally, yet, has one hand. That Mahaprasad plate means he is not going to wait 1 second. So immediately Narada Muni started eating in both hands. And when he started to eat Mahaprasad, and that Mahaprasad is so potential. So by eating that Mahaprasad, he got into ecstasy. And so much ecstasy, so much ananda. So he could not hold it. And he could not sit anywhere peacefully. So Narada Muni started to get up and dance. His dancing in ecstasy, ananda. So so much ananda, ecstasy. He could not stay in one place. So Narada Muni started to run. And he was running here, there, all the 14 planetary systems, chanting Narayan, Narayan, ecstasy, jumping up, down, scattering his hand here, there, and going all 14 planetary systems in ecstasy. Then finally he reached in Kailas. So when he reached Kailas, then there was Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva saw Narada Muni. Hey, what happened to you today? Lord Shiva said, Narada, I know you are always in ecstasy, chanting the holy name of Narayan. I have never seen you like this. So, hey, Narada Muni, what happened? Cool down. Then Narada Muni said, he got cooled down. And Narada Muni cooled down. Then Lord Shiva asked him, Narada, what happened to you? Why you are in so much ecstasy today? Then Narada Muni explained why he is ecstasy. Said, you know, Lord Shiva, today I got Narayan's Mahaprasad plate. Directly Mother Lakshmi gave me, and when I took that Mahaprasad, I getting so much ecstasy, ananda, I can't hold it. So in ecstasy, I'm chanting and dancing like this. So then Lord Shiva heard, the Narada Muni, you got Mahaprasad from Narayan's plate. So you have brought any Mahaprasad for me? I am your friend. Always I am your friend. You have any Mahaprasad for me? Narada Muni said, oh no, I forgot when I got the plate. I did not remember anybody else. I simply remember Mahaprasad and everything I had. Then Narada Muni felt very bad. He felt very sad that he did not bring any prasad. So when somebody feels sad, what he does, he put his head down. Then Narada Muni is feeling so shy. He put his head down and is standing like this. And then all of a sudden he found some little prasad, a morsel of prasad, a speck of prasad sticking to his nail. Because Narada Muni, when he was eating Mahaprasad, some of the ecstasy, maybe he did not wash his hand. So he was dancing, chanting, dancing. Then, yeah, some Mahaprasad is here. That's why in Orisha, Mahaprasad, they say Konika Matra. Konika Matra means little bit Mahaprasad is sufficient. So then Narada says, oh, yes, some Mahaprasad is here. So then immediately he took that Mahaprasad, little bit Mahaprasad, and tossed into the tongue of Lord Shiva. And when Lord Shiva got in contact with that Mahaprasad, so Lord Shiva also started to get into ecstasy. So when he got into ecstasy, this time then he started to dance. And when he started to dance, it's not ordinary dance. He started so severely. Then he started to dance so severely. The whole earthly planet started to shake like this. He's dancing, 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 and dancing is going to become more climax point. So he danced like Tandava Nritya. And Tandava Nritya is a Nritya when time of annihilation, Lord Shiva danced like this. Mother Parvati was inside the house. He said, hey, what is happening? It's not time of annihilation now. He came out of the room. He came and he saw. Then Lord Shiva started a huge Tandava Nritya and all the demigods, everybody got very scared. Nobody can face Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is so much ecstasy. Now the whole universe is going to be destroyed. Then everybody came and told Mother Parvati, please do something, subdue Lord Shiva. No? So then Lord Parvati went and prayed, oh my dear husband, please cool down, otherwise all your children, they will be destroyed. Then finally Shiva got cooled down. No? Then when Shiva got cooled down, Mother Parvati asked, oh my dear husband, what happened to you? I know you are always in bliss, thinking about Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I have never seen you in so much ecstasy. What made you so much ecstasy? Then Shiva described the whole thing, how Narada Muni went to Vaikuntha, get Mahaprasad, and one little bit Mahaprasad he gave me. When I ate, I got so much ecstasy. Then he's saying, oh, just see how fortunate I am. You did not get, I got it. Then Mother Parvati said, you got Mahaprasad? Did you keep anything for me? Then Lord Shiva said, anything for you? There's only one little bit, how can I keep for you? Then Mother Parvati said, what? You did not keep anything for me? I am your Ardhang in better half. Anything you do, you need me. Without me, nothing takes place. Then when you got Mahaprasad, you forgot about me. You only alone took that. Then she became very angry. How can you took Mahaprasad and you deprived me from Mahaprasad? So when Mother Parvati was realizing that she got deprived from Mahaprasad, she did not get chance for Mahaprasad, and she felt so much separation from Mahaprasad, so in that separation of Mahaprasad, she started to burn in the separation of Mahaprasad. And she became so angry. Out of her anger, the fire started to come. And the whole Brahmanda, the universe, started to become heat, more hot, And all the demigods, including Brahma, they got very scared. Now what will happen? The whole universe is getting, will be destroyed now. So immediately they all ran together, ran to Vaikuntha. There Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, all the great personalities gathered in Vaikuntha. Then Vishnu is asking, hey, what happened to you? How is everything there? In the universe, everything is going on okay. You are all here. What is going on? He says, everything is going on okay. Only one biggest problem is your Mahaprasad. Your Mahaprasad has created a big problem for us. Then what happened? Then they described the whole story. How Narada Muni took Mahaprasad. He was in ecstasy. Then Shiva got ecstasy. And Parvati has no Mahaprasad. So she is very angry, and out of her anger, the whole universe is going to be destroyed. You must come immediately and protect us, otherwise we will all be annihilated. Your srishti, your creation will be annihilated. Then immediately Lord Vishnu, he came to Kailas. The Parvati is there. When Parvati saw Vishnu is coming, riding on Garuda, so immediately Parvati went, Mother Parvati went and offered her obeisances to Lord Narayan. Then Narayan told, oh Parvati, what do you want? Why are you so angry? So said Parvati said, I am deprived of your Mahaprasad. I did not get your Mahaprasad. Then Lord Narayana said, you want Mahaprasad? Okay. How much Mahaprasad do you want? As much as Mahaprasad you want, I will give you. You please cool down, reduce your anger, otherwise your whole creation is going to be destroyed. Then Mother Parvati said, No, I will not be happy if you give me Mahaprasad. Then what will make you happy? So I want all my children should get Mahaprasad. Because on this universe, all the living entities, we are all children of Parvati. All the living entities, they manifest through Parvati. So all the insects, the animals, the birds, everybody, they are all children of Parvati. So she told all my children, she told Narayan, the suffering, the pain I am receiving, being deprived of Mahaprasadam, I do not want any of my children, any living entity, to be deprived from your Mahaprasad and get sufferings and pain like this. So you should arrange. Your Mahaprasadam will be distributed to everybody. It will be available, even with dog. Including dogs can get your Mahaprasad. So you have to promise that. That's in Veda explains that Jagannath Mahaprasad is so pure. When some plate, a dog eating that Mahaprasad from dog's mouth, a Brahman can take that Mahaprasad and eat that also. It's not contaminated. So pure it is. Then Narayan told, okay, I'll fulfill all desire. I have my manifested pastime in Nilachala Dham, in Sri Kshetra. That is known as Sri Kshetra, Kshetra Mandal, 5 crores around. The shape of Jagannath Puri is like a conch shell. There is Golok Vrindavan, is a lotus flower. Puri is like a conch shell, Sankha. This is Sankha Kshetra. 5 crores, 5 crores means 10 miles area. So that I will appear there. And Chaturdha Murthy, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. And there, Ayuli, that's why Jagannath Puri is famous for Mahaprasad. So, in Jagannath Puri, the Supreme Person of Godhead, he manifested in 2 forms. In Chaitanya form, in Jagannath form. And in order to deliver the living entities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his holy name, just by chanting holy name, one will be delivered. But someone may not like to chant holy name. That's why Lord Jagannath said, if somebody does not like to chant holy name, but who will not like to eat Mahaprasad? Everyone will like to eat Mahaprasad. So he is another way. And says, everybody, whoever comes, they can take Mahaprasad and become delivered. So that's why in Jagannath Puri, he told, whatever will be offered to me, first, it will be offered to you, Parvati. So Jagannath Puri, behind Jagannath temple, there is Bimala's temple. So whatever they offer to Jagannath, then it will be offered to Bimala, then it becomes Mahaprasad. And in Jagannath Puri, there are 2 boundary walls, 2 courtyards, inner courtyard, outer courtyard. So Lord Narayan told the Shiva, why Shiva did not give you Mahaprasad? Shiva ate everything, all Mahaprasad without giving you. Okay, in my Jagannath Puri, in my temple, you will stand next to me. Lord Shiva, Shiva, you stay far from me. You stay in outer courtyard. That's why all Shiva's temples are in the outer courtyard of Jagannath temple. When you enter Jagannath temple, the Singhadwara, at the entrance to the left side, so Kashi Vishwanath is there, Lord Shiva. So Lord told, Narayan told, you stay far, just to pacify Parvati, no? She is so angry. So you stay close to me and Lord Shiva will stay at the door, at the gate he will stay there. So in this way, Lord Jagannath is the most merciful form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Badanya, the magnanimity of Lord Jagannath. Now we see Srila Prabhupada, Jagannath was there in Jagannath Puri. And by his pure devotee, now Jagannath has appeared all over the world. America, German, Japan, Rus, Australia, everywhere Jagannath appearing. And according to scripture, whoever will have darshan of Lord Jagannath, he will become delivered. Because he is very magnanimous form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But everybody cannot enter temple. That's why Lord Jagannath is so merciful. His magnanimity becomes more dense, intensified. So that out of his magnanimity, he leaves Ratna Singhasan. He leaves the internal, intense service offered by Mother Lakshmi to him, and he leaves his inner temple, his place where Mother Lakshmi is offering service, and he comes out on the street. And they say, when Lord comes out on the street, that form of the Lord is more merciful than the form inside the temple. Because here Lord has taken a special endeavor to deliver that many, they cannot come. Many are lazy. They don't want to go. 22 staircase going, having darshan. They're so lazy, they don't come to see me. Okay, I will go and give my darshan to deliver. This is magnanimity of Lord Jagannath. So he comes out to give darshan once a year, Rath Yatra. So there are so many sweet, nice pastimes of Lord Jagannath. Just like he is like a deity form. But many times he deals with his devotee in a very personal way. There is one book, Dadhata Bhakti, and all the records are there in Jagannath temple. All nice, sweet pastimes Lord Jagannath has performed. Very miracle pastimes in how he reciprocates with his devotee in a very personal way. And all his puja in Jagannath Puri also is very personal puja going on there. And the Rath Yatra, one of the best program. That is the time Lord Jagannath, he comes out of the temple. Only twice he comes out of his temple. One for Rath Yatra, another he comes for Snan Yatra. Snan Yatra is the day Lord Jagannath's appearance day. Snan Yatra, they bring out and they bath. And this is the quality of Jagannath Puri, Jagannath, that whoever will go there, that his desire will be fulfilled. No one can leave Jagannath Puri without fulfilling his desire. So once they have a record, once there was a Ganesh devotee. One Ganesh devotee came. A Ganesh devotee heard that a supreme personality of Godhead has appeared in Jagannath Puri. So he very eagerly went to see the Lord. But his Lord is Ganesh. He thinks Ganesh is my Bhagavan. So when he came, and that day, it was a Snan Yatra day. And that Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra was kept in Snan Mandap. So very high place where people can have darshan from the street, Badadanda. So they are all having darshan. And this Ganapatya, the devotee of Ganesh, he went to see the Lord. But he saw, who is this Lord? Some black face, no hand. No leg, his three murti deities sitting there. So he did not like that. He said, he doesn't look like my Lord. So he became very unhappy. He became very unhappy and he was just about to leave. So there are many instances that how the Lord, he fulfills the desire of his devotee. Just like near the village I used to live, there was a temple of Ramchandra, Raghunath temple. So very famous Raghunath temple. How the deity also reciprocate with his devotee. So one day, one Vaishnava came to that village. So that temple management has a system, whoever guests come, they will feed them prasadam. So one Vaishnava came, he is Krishna Bhakta. So they invited, okay, please come, and we will give you today's prasadam, Ramchandra Mahaprasad. So this Vaishnava went, and they gave him Mahaprasad. You see, Ramchandra used to live in forest, so he used to eat all fat rice, fruits, roots, whatever the Ramchandra devotee, they offer him with that mood. Now, whatever they get, they offer to Ramchandra. Some spinach from here, there. No? Okay. Ramchandra is happy with that also. So when they offer to this devotee of Krishna, he said, what? What you have offered this, all these things? My Krishna would never eat like this. My Krishna never eats fat rice. He eats all small rice, nicely cooked things with ghee and everything. My Krishna has not eaten, so I will not eat this. So he did not want to eat that. And the management got very worried. If Vaishnava will go back without eating, then it's very bad for them. Then they told, okay, you wait. We will cook all nice things. Nice rice with ghee, everything, nicely. Then we will offer to Lord. Then we eat that prasad, nicely cooked prasad. Then they arrange to cook again everything, very nice, fine arrangement, sweet rice, thin rice, all nice preparations. Then the pujari of the temple put all the preparations in front of the Ramchandra deity. Then he was offering. And when he was offering, and he opened his eyes, and he saw the Ramchandra deity has transformed to Krishna deity. That is how the Lord reciprocated. So when this person, this Ganapati devotee, was being dissatisfied, he was leaving Puri, the Lord Jagannath told, hey, wait a minute, you don't go. You come back, your Lord is here sitting. You have darshan of your Lord. And that Ganapati devotee came back and he saw that Jagannath has transformed into Ganesh there also. Since there are many things how Lord Jagannath, very personal way, he reciprocates to his devotees. So you are all very fortunate that you are all inspired somehow or other by Lord Jagannath. This is not an ordinary attempt that you are going to do now. Of course, what is his name, who arranged this program?
Linus.
Bhakti Linus had put his effort to expecting so many more people here today. So even if they did not come, but we can see where that means we need Jagannath mercy for these people here. So I am sure with your own endeavor, if you start from this year gradually, this will increase. And the people of this city will be blessed, and we all also will be blessed for our endeavor to put this Ratha Yatra. And I was in Kenya, in Nairobi, Kisumu, and many places now, new places, they are starting Ratha Yatra, because Ratha Yatra is very soul of our society, heart and soul of our society, to keep our devotees enlivened. Which I have seen in ISKCON, I have been traveling for the last 20 years all over the world like this. I see very one interesting thing. Every time I go to a different temple, the number of devotees decreasing and temple loan increasing. Not every temple. Nowadays they are doing good. My point is, not many devotees joining, living here, there. But Ratha Yatra has not reduced. Every Ratha Yatra is as it is. Ratha Yatra is increasing. That is just like I have seen in America. Many devotees have left, but when Ratha Yatra comes, all those ISKCON drop out devotees, they come again. They have become hippie with long beard, with all these things. They all come and play. So I think how Jagannath keeps together, that one day at least, and Jagannath keeps together. In that way, everything may go slow down, but Ratha Yatra will keep us survive. So every temple should have this Ratha Yatra once a year. That also I have seen for Ratha Yatra. Temple, everything is very slow, but Ratha Yatra, everybody give donation, everybody work together, and Karmi people also, they feel so happy. And to see this Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, somehow they got very attracted to Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So, we are very fortunate to plan like this. Of course, oh that Lord Jagannath's mercy, what to speak of having Ratha Yatra, you cannot make a plan of doing Ratha Yatra also. That means you are all blessed by Lord Jagannath, that you have got this inspiration. So I pray Lord Jagannath will have a successful Ratha Yatra. I will not be here, but I can pray Lord Jagannath for you all to have a successful Ratha Yatra. So there are so many other stories. I think now it is already 8:40. So I will end here. Thank you so much. So you want to discuss anything, tell anything? Or any question you have about Lord Jagannath? How many of you been to Lord to Jagannath Puri? How many? Nice. Sometimes you should come, bring your father to Jagannath Puri. Maybe now Jagannath will be happy with your Ratha Yatra effort. You will get a chance to come. to Jagannath. They are very beautiful, very nice place. Very nice place. That's why whoever, even if I have seen, even if in Jagannath temple they don't allow Western devotees, they don't allow Western devotees, but during Gaur Purnima time, any Western devotees they go to India, they must go to Puri. All Puri is packed up with Western devotees. All hotels are filled with Western devotees. With Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spent 18 years in Jagannath Puri, 18 years in Gambhira. So this is the speciality. In Jagannath Puri, the Lord in all dham, he is in one form. In Vrindavan, he is Krishna. Or in Ajodhya, he is Rama. But in Jagannath Puri, he appeared as Gauranga and Jagannath, in two topmost forms. And Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj, he is saying that Jagannath is the Krishna. Krishna, in separation from Radha, he took this form of Jagannath form. Krishna in separation from Krishna, Krishna in separation from Radha is Jagannath, and Krishna in separation from Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, he took the mood of Radharani to feel and to have the feeling of Krishna, Prema. That's why the two topmost form of Supreme Personality of Godhead is having their pastimes in Jagannath Puri. The Puri is very one of the most important dham, that we should go and take advantage of Puri dham there. Anything you want to announce? How to end? Did Kirtan end, or you have any question, anybody? No question? Okay, some remaining stories I can tell tomorrow, temple maybe, I can continue some stories tomorrow evening. So we can have a little Kirtan then. Little Hari Harayana Namakrishna or something like that.